that, it's Superhuman Radio.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Okay, we have a great show planned today. First hour, we're going to have Vince Andrich on, talking about the availability of their new product, Physique 2.0. I've told you on the show before, I love this stuff, and I'm going to be able to gush about it during the first hour. Second hour, we have Professor Frederick Cleason coming on from the UK to talk about a new technique that can actually make new nerves grow and damaged nerves repair themselves. And you're not going to believe what they're using. It's not some sort of medical breakthrough. I'll give you a hint. They use computer-aided design software to make it all happen. Really interesting stuff. This is when science goes 3D, let's put it that way. So it's going to be a good interview. That's later in the show. Just want to mention to everybody that AgeForce is offering their fat burner patch, which has no stimulants in it whatsoever. All it contains is the portion of growth hormone peptide that is responsible for the lipolytic effect in a transdermally time-released delivery system. It delivers over 8 hours. Everybody that we've talked to that's using the patch claims that it's helped them lose more fat in less time. What are you waiting for? You can get a free month supply. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today and get on board with possibly one of the best fat-burning products in the industry today. Go check that out. Okay. My guest is no stranger to the microphone. He and I have worked together before on another radio show that many of you always comment and ask me if it's ever coming back, the Body RX show. He's none other than the bodybuilding royalty himself, Vince Andrich. How you doing, Vince?
I'm great, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And I've been waiting for this day. Waiting. I've been emailing you and texting you and saying, Vince, when are people going to be able to buy Physique 2.0? When are they going to be able to find out what I already know? And that is, this stuff is amazing. Holy mackerel.
Are you enjoying it?
I got to tell you something. I said this just Friday, on Casual Friday. I said, look, you know, Dr. Connolly is not necessarily the easiest guy in the world to get along with, nor is he necessarily the easiest guy in the world to understand once he starts talking science. But what he absolutely is, hands down, and I got to give it up to him, when it comes to coming together with these meal replacement products, nobody does it better. Like that James Bond song, you know, nobody does it better. Right. This stuff, not only does it taste great, but when you read what's in it, it's like, holy mackerel. He didn't forget anything, and he used the best forms of some of these vitamins. I mean, he's very current on this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely knows what he's doing here. I mean, believe me, if he had his way, the thing would be doubly potent.
Yeah.
Just would be too expensive.
I had a feeling that you probably stand and tread the line of reason with him, I would imagine, right?
I try to. I try to. I mean, the good thing is he doesn't want to make junk. He wants to make, you know, the Rolls Royce. And so you start from there and you can pull it back a bit and you still have a great product. And we're getting into maybe making some modules that would go with it instead of putting it all in one, because he'll just start thinking of things and going, well, they could use that, and then that would do this. And then so it's like, wait a minute, you got a $20 milkshake, so
yeah,
you
right.
Be careful.
Right. And you know what? I can see where that's going also as well, because I have some questions that are going to probably lead to some of the things that you're going to perhaps divulge to us that we could potentially see in the near future. First of all, it comes in two flavors. This is a true meal replacement, folks. This is not this MRP, and we'll talk about the flavors in a moment, has everything in it. Minerals, vitamins, Even some of the stuff that some people may think not, I mean, he's got a really healthy dose of iodine in there, which I commend you guys for, because so many people forget about iodine. The whole nation is subclinically hypothyroid just because of the lack of iodine in our diet.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, yeah. You guys really covered all the bases. The two flavors right now are what?
Chocolate and vanilla.
But they're chocolate ice cream and vanilla ice cream, correct? And there's an important, it really does taste like melted. You know when you eat chocolate ice cream and it melts and all that good slushy stuff is at the bottom that you love? That's really what it tastes like.
That's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah. it really is, right? So
yeah.
I've been literally, and I'll tell you my go-to test. Anytime somebody sends me a powder, a protein powder, whatever it is, the first thing I do with it is take a spoonful of it and throw it in my mouth and let it mix with the moisture in my mouth and break down and see what it tastes like before I mix it in with water or anything like that. That's the way I test these things. I put this stuff in my mouth and I shoveled like 3 more tablespoons of it in my mouth because it tasted so good. Not even a hint of any type of artificial flavors in it at all. It really tastes good.
That is a good test.
Yeah, that's what I always do. Because you mix it in water, and you really, if you put too much water, you're not sure. If you put not enough water, the real acid test for me is just throw it in your mouth, and if you can swallow it without gagging, then it's pretty damn good. Okay?
That's right.
So right now, as far as protein, fat, and carbohydrates, what are the macronutrient breakups of this MRP?
Well, protein is 39. Carbohydrate is, I think we're at 17.
Okay, 16 or 17,
and
you're right. Yeah.
16 to 17, yeah, it depends on the flavor. And
then the
fat is about 3 grams.
Which is nice. It's perfect, in my opinion. It's not so low fat that you're really not getting a value from the fat, and it's not so high fat where it's bumping up your calories that much. And I love that it's 39 grams of protein, because most MRPs are like 20, maybe 25. Everybody gets excited.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Well, what they do is, and we thought that one of the things you could use this for is if you wanted a snack, you could have half a serving. So you're getting a 20-gram pop if you want. But other than that, I mean, you need to go over, you know, 25 or 30 just to really kind of get a threshold. And then, you know, you got the added benefit of, because this is milk protein, complete dairy, and it, so it's got the whey and casein in the right proportions according to nature. One of the things you see in these other products, and no offense to them, is that they have been ratcheting down the protein per serving so they can get more servings because protein prices have been high.
Yeah.
So they play around with that all the time. Some even, you know, have a distinction with milk because they're just trying to make it so that the price didn't really go up and nothing else went up. But that's a problem.
But the serving size went down in reality.
Well, exactly right. Yeah.
And see, you know what I love about your product too? It takes 3 scoops of it, because let's face it, this is not just protein powder. There's a lot of stuff in here. It takes 3 scoops. I happen to be a 4 scoop guy. I think 39 is a great place, but I like more. So I use 4 scoops every time I have it. It ends up being around 5.5 grams of carbohydrates per scoop. And if I remember correctly, let me think about this, 13 grams of protein per scoop. So you can bump it up if you want to. So you just go for it. And I like a 4 scoop in my shaker bottle. I add some water. I like it thick instead of thin. Shake it up and drink it down. I love it.
No, I'm with you on that. I do the same. I'm like a 4 scoop because I like it thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if I'm not eating for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, even 6. Nowadays I don't eat on the clock as I used to. Just because I get busy. And then so I notice this can hold me a lot longer. So even if I have another scoop, I go 6-7 hours and I'm not like ravenous.
Okay. Now we're going to get into what I love about this product and what I don't like about this product. And I'm hoping that we can come away with some expectations of some things in the future. And I think you already know because we talked about the sweetener choice, but that's the only thing that I think there's some opportunity to change. But we're going to talk about what I like about this product. I want to take a quick commercial break first. I want to ask you, what is the price of a bag of this product right now?
$59.99.
And how many servings are in a bag?
15.
Okay. So this is designed, again, to be a meal replacement product. This is not a whey protein powder that you mix in with, let's say, a pre or post workout drink, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So there's a big difference here. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Vince Andrich. The product we're talking about today is Physique 2.0. I'm telling you, folks, this is really, really, I'm not just saying this, an amazing MRP taste and what's in it. We're going to get into what's in it when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 grams scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is the best part.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Vince Andrich, one of the brains behind Physique 2.0. It's a great meal replacement product. I will be eating it right after the show, by the way. I have a bag sitting here next to my desk. Yeah, I do, man. You know what? I eat it twice. I use it twice a day right now. And I use 4 scoops of it twice a day right now. And I love this stuff.
That's a good program.
Okay. I am really starting to get the religion about controlling insulin, especially as we age. And what I'm also getting the religion about is that you know, just swamping your body in a very, very refined whey protein may not be the greatest thing in the world to do 3, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. There is a time and place for it, perhaps post-workout, but the rest of the day, it may not be the best thing in the world because it does spike insulin, does it not? Whey protein
it
by itself? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And in fact, it has a what's known as an insulinogenic response. And it's even been experimented. There's research out there on type 2 diabetics that when they have a whey protein drink with the meal, their lazy pancreas produces a hell lot more insulin. That's how powerful it is. Okay. So here we've come full circle. You know, breaking things down to the lowest common denominators, fractionizing things. Now we come back and Dr. Connolly in his divine wisdom, understanding the importance of controlling insulin, says, no, we're going to use whole milk protein. Was that the impetus behind it?
That's right. That's right. I mean, you get, basically everyone's been tearing apart these proteins and sometimes for good reason. And there's a lot of applications, but
right.
When you're looking for a meal, we wanted to go back as close to food as possible.
Right.
And the behavior of this milk, total milk, is more food-like. I mean, it's got the intact micelles and all the things you and I have talked about, which make it, more in line with our evolutionary muscle building system.
Right.
You know, it's slower. It takes time to build muscle. It doesn't depend on like a quick wash of amino acids from whey protein. And then you wait another 3-4 hours to do it again. It's just not that quick. Needs a constant trickle of amino acids, which is makes sense because that's how we got here. We ate tissue,
right?
For the most part, which takes time.
So kind of like one of the things I've commended Quest protein bars with is what I'm commending you guys with. What you basically have done here is you engineered a food not to be different than real food, but just to be a more convenient form of real food. Would you?
Well, agree? That's absolutely. I mean, the main. And I love Quest bars, you know that.
Yeah.
Ron and that crew, they're awesome. And, truly, the big problem with staying on a good nutrition plan is compliance. So we're just trying to make these, as Scott would say, tools that'll get you through the day. We're all eating on the go. The choices are sometimes real bad. And if you actually just not even, force yourself, but, you know, make available things like Quest bars and like Physique 2.0, your diet becomes real easy. It's not even diet anymore because you're able to choose these things that are, the macros are in line with what you need to be doing. The quality is there. They don't just race through your system. It's just not something that tastes good with a bunch of sugars and fats and everything else, which that's kind of another part of our industry, especially with the convenience side in bars is, they made a candy bar and they put a little extra protein in it and everyone thinks it's a nutrition bar, but they're really, it's a, really not quite that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the bottom line here is the product is designed not just to emulate real food, but in doing so, allow the user, when they consume this, not to spike insulin so as not to stimulate additional fat creation, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, the carbohydrate source, in my opinion, has two thumbs up for two different reasons. The first one I'm going to let you talk about, which is explain to my audience and to me really, because this is all new to me as well, what these high molecular weight carbohydrates do in terms of getting into the body but not spiking insulin.
Well, the main thing about the high molecular weight, and these are even higher, is they get digested in the lower part of the digestive tract. So, you know, they're not being absorbed early on, which is one of the problems with monosaccharides or sugars. It's also one of the big problems with whey protein, quite frankly, is it gets picked up so soon that it's, to me, whey protein is kind of like a glycemic index of protein.
Right.
Where it would be really, really high, right?
That would be the 100, in other words, of the GI protein, right?
Exactly. I mean, in limited amounts, probably good, and maybe for targeted reasons, probably very good. But overall, no. And yeah, so these starches are, and there's several varieties, but they started to find out that the way that they resist digestion by being, you know, broken down, only when it reaches a large intestine is one of the great things about it, because it delivers a steady flow of glucose and short chain fatty acids without triggering insulin. And, if you understand, you know, how a ketogenic diet works and even how fiber works, one of the great things about fiber and a keto diet, especially if you're using some special fats, is that you're basically, your brain starts using these short chain fats.
Right.
Right. And so it's very unique in that. And my thought is, I think that it probably stimulates fatty acid oxidation because it's stimulating or creating short chain fats. Okay. In kind of a loop fashion where it says, well, wait a minute, they're here, so let's just start burning those. And, so it's very, very interesting, stuff. There's a brand new study out on, glycogen and, actually it's more in endurance, but it's the metabolic effects are greater than we've seen already. This is in rodents, this
really?
One.
Really?
But, they compared this to like tapioca starch and they did an endurance type protocol. Endurance was better, like by far, but the amount of fat oxidation and sparing glycogen was phenomenal. It's like it just changed the energy substrate metabolism.
Where does this starch come from that you use, that this high molecular weight, carbohydrate source?
They can come from many different type of plant, you know, starches. This actually comes from corn.
Okay.
So it's like a waxy maize. That's it's a WMHDP, hydroxydipropyl or distarch phosphate rather.
Right.
So it's actually comes from corn first.
Okay. All right. So the other thing that I like about the carbohydrate source is the amount. And here's why. Dr. Paul Arciero came on my show one time and we talked about carbohydrate consumption. And one of the things that I think is now becoming an emerging understanding is that any carbohydrate of 30 grams or more, regardless of whether it's has a high GI or low GI or contains a high amount of fiber, the body responds to it with insulin. And so you have 16 grams in the chocolate that I like. And even when I bump it to my 4 scoop, it's only 20 grams. So not only do you have this carbohydrate that eludes the stomach, where it waits until it gets into the intestines before it starts to deliver its glucose load, you also have that threshold well below the 30, which in my opinion is the magic number, for an MRP to yet further ensure that you don't have an insulinogenic response. Was this part of Dr. Connolly's thinking, or was 16 just, why did you guys come up with that lower level of carbohydrate source for an MRP?
Well, I mean, Connolly's already always kind of been not on the super like a zero carb, deal. I mean, we had one at Metrex, it was called Keto Pro, but we actually had, it was extremely low in carbs, maybe 1 or 2 grams, but we had C8 medium chain fatty acids in there. So, it was a very specialized product for ketogenic diets. But, you know, Scott's position has always been, low carb, but not so low that you kind of trigger the alarm bells in your system that says, wait a minute, I'm not getting any. And I'm relying just on gluconeogenesis. And then when you start eating some, you puff up like a balloon because your insulin sensitivity went up. So the idea is to be under, like you said, it's not the index as much as it is the load.
Right.
30 grams is. And I just got off the phone with a guy last night who's doing a physique show. And I said, guy, you know, hey, look, stay 20, 30. You're okay. Don't be spooked. This guy's eating 20 grams a day. I'm like, how much lower can you go?
Well, and for a physique athlete who wants full muscles, that's not going to get it done. So that's another issue entirely. But I know, you know, the common wisdom is very uncommon today. And that is now we understand that even having 30 grams of nothing but pure fiber can actually stimulate the body, to treat it like any other carbohydrate source. The only difference is that there's not an immediate release of sugar in to the bloodstream to meet the insulin. That's the only difference. So you have to stay below that threshold, we understand now, in order to keep from an insulinogenic response, which when you combine both of the protein and the carbohydrate source together, you have something that now, have you guys done any blood work? Has anyone looked at a postprandial blood sugar response after consuming the recommended 3-scoop dose of this product?
Dr. Conley is getting ready to do that right now, probably with Paul Arciero.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would really be interesting to me because that would substantiate for me what is in practical theory is going on in the body, and that is that the body should not respond too much at all from this here meal. Now, then you take it a step further and you fortify the protein source with leucine, which we know is the trigger for mTOR. We've talked about that. Dr. Connolly talks about the requisite 3 gram of leucine. Did you have to do that because you were using whole milk protein and it doesn't have the same concentration of leucine, or did you do that just because you wanted more of an mTOR response?
It's upregulated. It's you actually do get the 3 grams if you do the math in the milk. But what Scott has looked at is how much additional leucine peters out. How much, you know, how much higher can you ring the bell, the mTOR signal, you know, the magnitude and the duration of that signal? How can you impact that with additional leucine in a protein package? And that's exactly what he added.
Why proline? What does proline do? And I've never seen an MRP with added proline before. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I can't tell. Well, I don't actually. I know some of why. It's
you know
in
what?
There.
You could just be Schiltz on Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. I see nothing.
I know nothing. I know nothing. Just put it this way: it's another signaling mechanism that is not the same as the one where leucine goes in. It's not the same door.
So are you thinking that what's going to happen is MRPs out there and supplement manufacturers are going to go, hey, just add proline. Dr. Connolly did it. You know what he should? He should put rat feces in there too. They'll do the same thing. They'll be like, well, Dr. Connolly put rat feces in there. It must be good for muscle growth.
Well, when people started figuring out how to do the Keldols and everything to really rip apart a product, and they realized how much glutamine was in Metrex. It was like, oh, that's the secret, you know. So, but yeah, he starts with the base protein. And he actually does do a calculation to figure out how much additional amino acids can be added to get another effect, an additive effect.
Okay.
And it's not an arbitrary. I'll just throw this in because it looks better.
Right, right. Okay, good. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about using Physique 2.0 for more than just an MRP. We're going to have Vince Andrich weigh in. If you want to get your dose of Physique 2.0, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Physique 2.0 banner ad today. When we come out of the break, Vince is going to tell you about a coupon that can save you 20% off your first order. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAO-CHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Vince Andrich. We're talking about Physique 2.0. The product is available. Actually, it was available as of Friday, right, Vince?
That's right.
Okay. And there's a coupon code for those of you out there who want to try Physique 2.0 and want to save 20%. What is it called? What's the coupon code?
Right now, yeah, it's called Test Drive. TESTDRIVE.
Okay. So if they, at checkout, they do that?
That's correct.
Now, is that 20% if they buy four bags or one bag? It doesn't matter. 20% off the whole order or just off the first bag?
20% off the whole order.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're trying to limit it to four because, we're waiting for our next, big run to come in. But, I promised your listeners or you that your listeners would get
a crack at it.
We'll get a promo. Yeah. So
yeah. Good. 20% off. Use the coupon code Test Drive. Does it matter if it's caps or lowercase? Do you know?
Lowercase probably better. Yeah.
Okay.
When I play around with it, I just use lowercase. Yeah.
All one word, Test Drive.
That's right.
Okay. Now let's talk about Physique 2.0 as something other than an MRP for a second. Can it be used pre-workout? Considering the fact that the carbohydrate source takes a little while to get into the system.
Interestingly enough, that's one of the things that's being looked at right now because of the slow, the digestive time. We didn't think that that was going to be something that we were going to, want pre-workout, but it looks like there's other benefits to it.
Okay, so pre-workout. So if someone's going to use it as a pre-workout, should they increase the requisite pre-workout window? Like most of the times, 30 minutes is adequate for a whey protein drink with some form of carbohydrate, or even less quite often. Should they consume it 45 minutes? How long does it take for the carbohydrates and the proteins to start assimilating and hitting the bloodstream?
Now, well, you're going to get some of there's a small amount of Maltrin in there that's going to hit you, you know, relatively quickly.
Right.
But there's not much, and so I'd say you're going to get started when do you take your pre-workout? Like 30 minutes to an hour?
Personally, I eat a whole food pre-workout quite often, and I do that at least an hour before because I don't want it to be in my stomach. So I guess I could treat this the same way.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You can.
Mm-hmm. How about post-workout when you're looking for first of all, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale concurs with Dr. Connolly in this area without either of them knowing that they do. And that is, Dr. DiPasquale says that spiking insulin post-workout at any time is not a good idea. The longer you keep insulin suppressed and use the hypersensitivity of the insulin receptor developed during workouts, the longer you keep the anabolic window open, and that spiking insulin closes the anabolic window. This is Dr. Mauro DiPasquale's exact words on my show. Mm-hmm. With that being said, as a post-workout meal, doesn't this make Physique 2.0 an ideal post-workout meal and possibly even second and third after a workout?
You hit it. I mean, we're not going there yet, but, you know, that's one of the great things about this starch and even the protein, because it's got this tail, so to speak. And, you know, as you mentioned, the carbohydrate isn't going to raise insulin. So you're still out there with fatty acid oxidation ramped up as high as it's going to be. You have the anabolic window open for as long as it can stay open. And so, you know, you wind up with a steady trickle of amino acids once you get the initial bump. And it's probably, you know, I think Dr. Connolly would probably agree with Pasquale here again that that's the way to go. I mean, it's so we're not really putting it out there like that as far as, you know, you have to take this post-workout, but it could work pre and post for sure. And there's an FAQ on the site where I do mention that, both. But, you know, we're just trying to get people to use it as a meal first.
Yeah, I know. But you know what's going to happen. Everybody's going to experiment. This Wednesday, hold on, I'm going to plug something. We have a seminar coming up. How to add an inch to your upper arms in 6 hours. And I'm actually going to try this approach this Wednesday. So I'm going to be in the gym for 6 hours. But if I can walk out of the gym with adding a permanent amount of 1 inch or more to my upper arms, it'll be 6 hours well spent. But part of the protocol created by Rob Regish that I'm experimenting with before we do this as a seminar requires that you have some, for lack of better terms in this case, because it's over 6 hours, intra-workout nutrition. I'm thinking I'm going to use Physique 2.0 instead of the traditional whey protein and some other carbohydrate source. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a better way to go. But look, I'm biased, but I just, every time I look at these intra and pre and intra workouts with amino acids, it's kind of short-lived. I mean, the other thing is, I mean, are you going to use the BCAAs for energy? Is that what's going to wind up happening?
Right. Right. I mean, I think this is a better choice, personally.
It's a better choice. I mean, only when you get out past a certain time frame is when you really kick in the big so what of this protein, which is its ability to stave off, muscle protein loss, you know, its protein sparing effect after this 3-4 hour window.
Right.
Because the amino acids spare, I mean, whole protein spares protein better than anything. We know carbs do it.
Right.
Okay. But at the end of the day, nothing is better than protein to right. spare protein.
Right.
And so that's one of the beauties of it. And that's, we call it this anti-catabolic mechanism, which is really why a lot of anabolics work, is they minimize the catabolism, not so much anabolic. You know, it's one step forward, two steps back,
right,
two forward,
net.
One back, right?
You're looking for the net, right? If your routine and your eating throughout the day cause a net
protection of 3% muscle every single day, you're growing. You're growing. Even though you're losing 70, 97% of what you got, you're in the right direction. You're on the positive side. You're in the black. But if what you do every day ends up with a net loss of 3%, you're shrinking.
That's right. And that's one of the things we talk about with this protein is like you're looking for, you know, there's protein synthesis, there's protein retention, all that. You're looking for a protein economy that increases, which means your total body protein goes up and it's going to go up slowly. But that means you're making really solid gains.
Yeah.
You're not going up and then down. And so that's the idea of Physique 2.0 is to make the slow, steady, and then actually slow and steady is actually really fast because most people, like you, we just said, they go forward a few steps and they go backwards. So they're really not, you know, they may look, you know, like they're making progress on some kooky diet, let's say for the first week and then all of a sudden
Remember the cookie diet come out of Las Vegas?
Oh, geez. Yeah.
just eat three cookies a day and nothing else and you lose weight. Yeah, you lose weight, all right. All
yeah,
muscle.
Sure.
Hey, Vince, what about on non-training days? Today I didn't go to the gym. I didn't do cardio. Should I not use Physique 2.0 as my meal replacement this afternoon? Should I go for whole food? What do you think?
I think it's entirely up to you as far as your schedule. Personally, I need to have an MRP like two times, maybe three times every day or I won't get my meals in.
Right.
And I've been like that for a long time. Obviously, I've worked at the companies that had a big stake in the meal supplement category, so it was easy access, but it just made it so much simpler for me. And, you know, so if you're having trouble with your nutrition plan, as just far as just like, just the timing of it and the preparation, make it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Really, this protein, you can't get a better protein source from, you know, from tissue, you know, beef and none of them are going to compare to this. It really has the amino acid cocktail. It has the protein kinetics that is necessary to not only stimulate protein synthesis but to prolong it.
Right.
And get that net and get that protein economy and that net up. And so you're actually putting on lean tissue, not breaking it down, which keeps your metabolism up. All those things that we've all learned from really kind of the bodybuilding and fitness community, which is, you know, the more muscle you have, the more, you know, it's your metabolic currency. And,
hey, I like that. I'm going to use that.
Isn't that your term?
Yeah. Muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today.
Yeah,
and on that note, we have to take a break, but I just want to remind everybody before we go into the break that you can save 20% off of your first order. And please, don't buy more than four bags because we want everybody to try the product. But you can get 20% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad first so that Vince sees that this audience is responsive. Then use the coupon code TESTDRIVE, all one word, lowercase, to save an astonishing 20% off this fantastic MRP. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
bridge.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Professor Frederick, I forgot his last name, I'm so sorry for this. Professor Frederick Cleason is going to talk about a new method of helping nerves grow and regrow. And it's really pretty exciting stuff. Right now we're talking with Vince Andrich about Physique 2.0. I love this product. I really, really love this product. I'm not just saying that. I eat it twice a day. I use the word eat specifically because I don't always drink it. Sometimes I just shovel scoops of it in my mouth and then wash it down with just a modicum of water. The only thing that I can say that I am not crazy about, Vince, is the inclusion of some of the artificial sweeteners. Any hopes for those of us out there who are trying to lessen our chemical load that maybe there might be some changes to that area?
Yeah, we are looking at Lohan Guo and Stevia both together, which I think you find in you may find that in the Quest bars, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? It's an excellent combination of sweetener, and it gets the job done, and they're both natural. That's the thing I like about them. They're both natural.
No, I like them as well. I mean, I haven't had them flavored with this formula to see how well it works. One of the things, you know, Dr. Conley, I don't think he's really convinced that he's not a big anti-artificial guy. But as you know, he's more of, you know, if you know, the dangers of sugar rather
right.
are much greater. So, but there are some good alternatives now
right.
where there weren't really in the past. And so I just have to kind of we have to see with our flavor guys how much this is going to take to get the right type of flavor
from this from the other natural alternatives.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the stevia, sometimes there's some different notes.
It has a little bitter finish. There's no doubt about it. It has some bitter finish. People either like stevia or they don't, or stevia, however you want to say it.
Some of us put up with the bitter finish because we feel that there are some benefits to it. Like, there seems to be some evidence that it has an effect on the islet cells of the pancreas, or islet, stevia, islet, islet, that are beneficial to the functioning of the pancreas. But it definitely does not taste as good, let's say, as some of the other artificial sweeteners as far as its ability to emulate the sweetness of sugar. Why did you call this Physique 2.0? Are you trying to capitalize on the new Physique class? Does this name cross over to the average person out there who's looking for an MRP because of health or longevity?
Well, the myotropics in general, the company, we wanted to position ourselves as a physique nutrition. And it's really semantics because it's bodybuilding nutrition. But we wanted to take it back to the days when bodybuilding wasn't maybe viewed by the general population as something that's only pursued by daredevils.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a stigma to it, maybe a lot of a stigma. We're used to it. You know, we walk around the Arnold, you and I, and a lot of your listeners may, at these events, and it's not shocking, but to the person on the street, it's quite the carnival.
Yeah, I know.
And, right? And so, with the men's physique, category opening up in the NPC, we saw right away, you know, the amount of guys doing bodybuilding you put a fork in it because
yeah.
Now there's an option.
Right.
And it's something that I think you and I have talked about, the old physique culturists and them going back to a time where there's a classic bodybuilding where it isn't so stigmatized.
I think of Gironda. I mean, that classic picture of Gironda standing up on that short wall at the pool. And his torso and his body looked etched and muscular, but he didn't look like a freak. He looked like he was approachable. And I say that is what the physique stars will look like at some point in time. It's a realistically achievable and maintainable level of muscle that is also aesthetically appealing. And in fact, I'd go a step further and say that it is the degree of muscle that embellishes and complements the human condition instead of detracting from it.
No, I totally agree. And I think the one thing that you hit on, certainly with Gironda, I mean, I think, you know, I'm a big fan of Vince's and, I actually had a chance to train at his gym several times over the years in the '80s. And, you know, you read his stuff and, well, I was around then when you could get little courses at his gym and stuff like that. And he was so far ahead of everybody. I mean, if you look at it now, he would have predicted this physique thing. The things he was saying is about muscularity, like you don't want to be so muscular that it doesn't look athletic anymore. It's not pleasing anymore.
Right.
It doesn't look natural anymore. I mean, he knew from like an artist's perspective
right. What
was attractive and what was probably believable. And, you know, if you're out here marketing a product, I mean, yeah, sure, it's great to have guys that look like they're from the zoo. But I think times are changing. You know, you're seeing these other athletes now do other endeavors, and especially seeing them on the TV, these MMA guys and stuff. You're seeing guys that look athletic and have nice physiques, but they're not overdone.
Right.
So the younger group, they're going, I don't need to look, I don't need to be 300, 280. Why would I?
Right.
I'll be 175 to 195.
It makes your head makes your head look normal size too when you're not 285 pounds and 3% body fat. If you notice that all the pro bodybuilders out there look like they have little cantaloupes for heads.
It's a caricature. It's
right?
Just like the muscle heads calendar.
Yeah.
It's funny.
They have like those tiny little heads and you know it's pretty comical. Vince, where can people I'm sorry, did I cut you off? Good. You were going to say something. I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say one more thing about Gironda, which, you know, he coined the term cosmetic bodybuilding, which I think nailed it. And for me, this is why with this new physique thing, I, you know, guys that know me were like, I was raving about it on the phone, and they're like, "You've been talking about this because of Gironda." I'm like, "Where did it go?" I mean, the whole idea was to enhance your life by looking better, more physically fit, not ruining yourself.
Right.
And so, anyway, yeah, a lot of the stuff that Vince came through with from that era, I think now. Is I mean, he was a raw milk guy. He was a Stone Age diet guy, which is paleo. I mean, you read his stuff, he was way ahead of the curve. So,
Vince,
owe a lot to that guy.
We're real quick before we end the interview, is the only place to get this product at your website, and will we see it in mainstream distribution at some point in time?
Right now, our website's the only place to get it. You will see it in greater distribution. I'm not, you won't see it mainstream like some people consider mainstream. We are right now authorizing retailers, that we're going to, I've got pretty phenomenal feedback as far as, hey, can I carry the product? But we're kind of going through those. We want to make sure that the retailers we pick aren't going to either bastardize the product and or they can at least explain it to the customer,
right,
a little bit better than average. And yeah, we are talking to the bigger chains as well. It just depends on, you know, we have to have enough market presence and demand to make a good deal with one of those type organizations, whether it be Vitamin Shoppe, GNC, or one of those. I mean, right. Otherwise we're just kidding ourselves. We're not going to go in there and just ask for an order and then hope it sells.
Right.
We've been through this before. You know, we want to take care of the customer.
This isn't your first time to this rodeo. You guys launched Metrex, so you already know what to do. Vince, it came late to us, but there is actually a special code just for our audience, and it's superhuman, all lowercase, and I'll Facebook that and tweet it so that everybody knows. But some of you may have already left the show and didn't hear that, so you can use either one. I prefer that people use superhuman so that the Myotropics people can see that it's our audience coming and buying the product. So check that out. Vince, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll have you back soon where we can talk about something a little bit more less pimpy. Let's just say that. How's that?
There you go. Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Vince.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Professor Frederick Cleason on all the way from the UK. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Trying to get crazy with this.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single annual supplement purchase. Get your copy of the Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
From the streets of the slum walk.
You know, being superhuman isn't always easy. Sometimes you need a little help from science. Nerve damage is a problem today because nerves don't easily and readily repair themselves quite often. They need some coaxing. My next guest is Dr. Frederick Cleesons, and he is with the University of Sheffield. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cleesons. Are you there, Dr. Cleesons? Hello? Can you hear me, Dr. Cleesons? Hello? Dr. Cleesons? I'm not able to hear you if you are speaking. We may have a problem with the phone line. Let's do this. Let's continue the music for a moment longer, and we'll see what the problem is. The beauty of live radio is anything can happen. Dr. Cleesons, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Wonderful, 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 yeah. Wonderful. Okay, yeah. So anyway, let's get right to the topic at hand. Your group has been working on a probably some would think an unorthodox method of helping to coax nerves to grow and repair. Talk a little bit about the study that you are involved with.
Indeed. So what we did is to, first of all, make nerve guidance conduits or devices to guide the nerves to regrow with a new laser writing technique. And you can see this laser writing technique as a 3D pen almost, where the pen point is your laser focus and you write into a photocurable resin, so something that hardens while you write into it, you write your structure in it, and that's all computer controlled, so you can actually write very nice and very well defined 3D structures within this photocurable resin.
So you can do this internally, in other words. In other words, you're able to alter the focus of this laser. So, for instance, if I had some nerve bundles, let's say in my arm, you wouldn't have to make an incision and go in with the laser. You could do it right through the skin?
No. The device itself is actually made just outside the body, and then you will implant it. So we don't do it internally at the moment.
Okay.
Okay. No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
No, go ahead.
Yes, so, and the material we make it from is a biopolymer, but it's a synthetic biopolymer. But it's also bioresorbable, so it can actually degrade while it's in your body. So it automatically degrades, similarly to biodegradable sutures.
So
you have a material that's in your body, and you do have to implant it before, but you don't have to explant it anymore. So while your nerve is regenerating, the material very slowly degrades until it's completely gone, and hopefully at that time your nerve is completely regenerated.
Now, the way this works, basically, is by using lasers to almost cut the paths that the nerves would then grow through, correct?
Exactly. So what we actually made is a tube, but it looks like a tube, but with a whole bunch of little tubes within it. And the size of those little tubes, the internal diameter of those little tubes is of the size of a human hair. So the thickness of a human hair. So, and this would be to further enhance the regeneration of the nerve. So what normally happens if there is a large enough gap between then the nerve is cut and there's a big gap between the nerve, it can't very much regenerate. And actually what happens is the neuritide growth get lost and you get a scar formation. And that scar, it's kind of where the neurons just can't grow straightforward anymore. They just get lost in the path. So these little tubes would actually help regenerating the nerves while it's growing.
Okay, so what do you see the applications for this? Would this work anywhere? Could these be implanted in the brain and allow neuronal sprouting to occur, let's say, as a result of traumatic brain injury?
This is a very interesting question, a very interesting topic also. This could be ultimately used in the brain, but the problem is, of course, that the brain is a very protective environment and there's a huge inflammatory response in the brain, which means that actually it's very difficult to implant something in the brain. It gets encapsulated directly and actually gets almost put outside the brain by encapsulation. But it's definitely an avenue we look at. We start with the easier goals, which would be, for example, peripheral nerves. So any nerves going through the limbs.
Okay. In the United States, and I'm sure in other countries, the type 2 diabetes has proliferated neuropathy or diabetic neuropathies. And quite often, these neuropathies are as a result of the degradation of the Malian sheath of the nerve, exposing the nerve so that just normal localized tissue becomes agitating the nerves. Could this approach be used to cut a larger path to stimulate the regrowth of Malian, or is that not? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, in a way, I think that would be also possible. The part of the study is actually looking at Schwann cells, so the cells that do myelinate, so indeed, and to regrow the sheets around the nerves. So in a way, we did show in the study that the Schwann cells do particularly well adhere and actually grow very nicely on the material.
Ah.
So you could actually see this also as a Schwann cell delivery.
Interesting. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about spinal cord injuries, obviously, because these are also a big issue right now. We're talking today with Dr. Frederick Cleasons. He is with the University of Sheffield. His group is working on a novel approach to coaxing nerves to regrow and repair. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. That's when I grab the knot, throw it up in the sky. Let it come down slow, watch it all fly. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayini, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E. Today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. .net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Frederick Cleasons. He's with the University of Sheffield. His group is working in a collaborative effort with the Laser Zentrum Hanover in Germany. And they have created these, I guess biodegradable would be the proper terminology, correct, Dr. Cleasons?
Indeed.
Biodegradable conduits that, and you know, and I was thinking about this during the break. I understand why you have to do this, because it's kind of like there is plumbing that is placed in the foundation of a home when the cement is still wet. You couldn't put those pipes in once the cement was dried and hard. Nerves have the same challenge in recollateralizing, don't they? They can't just burrow through tissue like worms do.
Exactly, and that's definitely a bit challenge indeed. Yes, So nurses do, once the gap once you have an injury and the gap becomes too big between the proximal end and the distal end, so the end near to the spinal cord and the end that is further away from it, if that's over a few millimeters, then nerves can't find their way anymore to regrow and they get lost. And that's indeed what you then observe. You get almost a knot of nerves. And so, that's called a scar.
So what I guess then what that this research also dispels the myth that nerves do not regenerate. They do regenerate. They just can't find the other ends of each other through the tissue.
Indeed, and in a way that is kind of already kind of in research terms that is reasonably well established, because if you have a small injury, something under 2 millimeters, then actually that can regenerate. But it becomes more and more difficult once the gap becomes bigger and bigger, and that's where you need those tubes for those nerve guidance conduits.
Now, in the past, doctors have attempted to graft nerves together, correct?
Exactly, indeed.
But that doesn't always guarantee growth, right?
No, indeed, and there's a secondary problem, is that you need to get a nerve from somewhere else. And this could be, if it's from the patient itself, that patient in the donor site will, of course, also lose sensation.
Right.
So you end up with taking your pipe from somewhere else, but that pipe can then, or your nerve from somewhere else, but that nerve is not functional anymore.
Are there any congenital diseases that this could also help? Any neurological disorders that you see these biodegradable conduits being an aid?
At this moment, we haven't really particularly looked at the degenerative diseases themselves. So that's another really quite a different bucket to look at, or a different kind of field to look at. We are looking at traumatic kind of nerve injury, something that occurs because of a car accident or because of a chainsaw accident.
Right.
There's definitely food for thought, indeed.
How long do these conduits stay intact before they completely dissolve, Dr. Cleasons?
Well, that is actually something the answer to that, it depends on the material. So we can actually tune the material also. So if you look at PLA, that could be functionally within the body for a number of weeks up to months. But if you look at different materials such as polycaprolactone, then the lifetime of your conduit within the body becomes much longer, so that could be even up to a year. And actually, part of the future work that we are visiting is actually to tune perfectly the degradation rate to the regeneration.
See, that was my next question was, how do you determine which material to use? That some nerves regenerate faster or slower than others. Indeed. That would dictate what material to use, right?
Exactly, but we can actually mix two materials together. So, for example, if you use caprolactone and lactite as two different materials, you can actually mix them together in different ratios to actually tune your degeneration rate perfectly to the nerve injury you're looking at.
How large of a recollateralization? Is there a point of diminishing returns with this technology? So, in other words, if someone had, let's say, a limb severed and reattached, or let's get even more complicated, a hand, which is very, very complex. Could this technology be used in all of the nerve bundles that need to be recollateralized, or is there a point of diminishing returns?
There is. And this technique is a uniquely versatile technique in the way that we can tune, because we actually work from a computer model of the nerve to build it up in 3D via our laser direct try technique. So we envisage that we could do quite a number of nerve injuries indeed. So, but that's of course, that will be seen. That will be seen whenever we do the studies.
Yeah, because you're gonna. The next step for you is to do some clinical trials, correct?
Well, indeed, yeah, we will look into that indeed. But that's of course also in discussion with our colleagues who are more into the clinical work themselves. So I am a biomaterial scientist, so I do need to talk to the clinical researchers also.
Who came up with the idea, Dr. Cleasons? Who said to themselves, you know, the problem with nerve regeneration is they can't burrow through the tissue. If we just had a conduit that would disappear after a certain amount of time, we could maybe coax them to grow. Whose idea was that?
I think it's kind of an emergent idea throughout the community. And like you see, I don't know exactly who really coined that idea, but it's something that has been emergent through the field of nerve regeneration, that actually that could be a way of doing it. And I think now you see already early products coming on the market, and most of them are now made of collagen, for example, which is a natural material,
right,
or silicone. And they are simple tubes, so they're just the outside tubing just to help the nerve regeneration. And it does, they do seem to be functional and work well also. But of course, we want to improve upon that design.
Could you also use, and I just thought, because I'm, well, first of all, when, if in fact this becomes a usable technology, which it should.
Yeah.
How do you determine the length of conduit you need and its shape? For instance, it starts here and goes up 3 millimeters and then goes to the left 3 millimeters and then goes down. How do you determine the path? Do you look at the existing nerve bundles and say we need to get this one to that over there? How do you do that?
Well, indeed, that would be definitely the part where we follow the guidance by nature itself. So we want to make it as biomimetic as possible, so it mimics the nerves themselves. And that's where, if we look at particular nerve injuries, we would try to come up with a conduit that is that mimics the exact shape and the exact internal shape also of the nerve itself.
I could also see this, an application for this in the areas where you have individuals who have lost large portions of a segment or section of their body. Yeah. And as a result of that, you have literally no expanse for nerves to get from point A to point B any longer. So you could actually reroute whole nerves, I would imagine, around areas if you needed to, couldn't you?
That would be a very interesting, possibility indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good. This is very, very exciting. The thing that I'm most excited is that it actually to me, it sounds like back in the day, the $6 million man, the bionic process. Yeah. This really is taking computers, computer aided design, and using it to actually lay out, so to speak, whole grids of nerves for individuals, and then coaxing them to grow that way. It's really pretty interesting.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay, we have to take another commercial break, and then we will wrap up the interview. We're talking right now with Dr. Frederick Cleasons. His group is working on a way to actually use these biodegradable conduits to coax nerves to regrow. Very, very exciting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products
products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Frederick Gleason from the University of Sheffield in the UK. And his group is working on an amazing, this is really, it really is amazing. I don't think people realize how exciting this area of research can be, because so many people become disabled because of major areas of severed nerves, and they lose the use of complete limbs and sometimes parts of bodies that ruin their lives. And this technology promises some hope for those people. Now, Dr. Cleason's, do you have any feel for when the actual clinical trials will begin?
Well, that's something that is also dependent on funding. So that's so we will see. This is something that we are a work in progress to find funding for. But I think this technology in general, we would see ready for market somewhere of the order within 5 years. So
that almost seems the start I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are suffering right now that think that's too long, you know?
Well, indeed, yeah, that is true. But, and that's of course always the problem with things, the devices that that you build up. And in a way, this is a very early kind of indication that this will work. In another way, there might be intermediate products that we could, that could go to market earlier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's something that that's something also under investigation. Lots of it has to do, of course, with regulations. That's something that you can't surpass.
Yes. No, that's true. That's true. Well, this is wonderful work, and I want to commend you and your group for what you're doing. I think this is wonderful, and I hope that clinical trials happen soon and this technology becomes a reality, because there's a lot of people who would benefit from it.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being on the show.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I also want to thank Vince Andrich for coming on today and talking about Physique 2.0. Again, I just want to remind everybody that there's a 20% off
If you order Physique 2.0 and use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, all one word, lowercase, so that they know that you came from this show. Obviously, at the beginning of the show, we had a temporary code to save 20%, which was Test Drive. That one will still work as well, but we'd prefer that people use the one SUPERHUMAN. I am going to get off the air here in a moment, and I'm going to actually have a meal using Physique 2.0 because I really love this stuff. I think the chocolate ice cream is the best. It really, really does taste good. I want to thank everybody for listening to Superhuman Radio today. We'll see you tomorrow with another great episode.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.